you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here. I'll be reading two verses for you that'll be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, and it's going to be a bit of like a Testimony Tuesday on Monday. You know how much I love Testimony Tuesdays, but Crystal Hoag is in the studio, and over the years maybe have grown to know or appreciate her for the many ministry efforts she does community-wise, and for some of you it'll be the first-time introduction, but I'm excited for today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Monday, October 23rd, 2023. And I'll begin by reading a portion of Jeremiah 30, verse 17. But I will restore to you health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Boy, I could give a little testimony about that. I'll hold off because I think tomorrow I'm going to share a little about that. And then also Psalm 119, verse 18. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. As I already mentioned, it is Monday, October 23rd, 2023, and I'll get it out of the way, whether they say the elephant in the room. For those of you that saw my Facebook post this past Friday and maybe this weekend, yes, there was a major accident that I was involved in. A drunk driver raced through a red light, totaled out the car that I was in. Thank you, God, many blessings that he preserved my life. And really, I walked away from it a little bit banged up, not too bad. Rib cage certainly hurt from the airbag, but I think tomorrow I'm going to have Donna Leland and I talk it through just to say thank you, God, that he must have work for me to still do. And this radio ministry, I believe, is thriving and the best days are still ahead. But that'll probably be tomorrow where I'll talk a little about it. But you can see the photograph at my Facebook page, Mark Burns or Great News Radio or WLUJ. But you'll see the car totaled and all smashed up. And yeah, thank you, God. And I had just left a prayer meeting that, Crystal, you're oftentimes a part of. Enough about that. We'll maybe talk about it tomorrow. But you have two exciting fundraisers. You're so engaged with the community and active, spreading Christ's love in the healthcare field, with the arts. You're a part of our Ministry Leaders Network luncheon oftentimes. You're a part of our twice-a-month gatherings where we pray, and you're helping with the audience of one. So how would you like the listener that maybe has never been introduced to Crystal Hoag, what would you like for them to know about you?
Well, first of all, I would like to say praise the Lord because for the things that he has done. I mean, I can't do anything without him. And I'm just so humbled to be able to be used by the Lord. It's a good feeling to be able to be used by God to do certain things that he's called us to do. So I guess about me, you know, I've been in the ministry for a long time. And mm-hmm. I say ministry, meaning ministering to serve others through the gifts that God's given me. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that I'm pretty big on. And a lot of people will hear me say all the time, that God-given gift, because I feel like we all should be using our God-given gifts to make a difference. And so my background is that I was brought up as a PK, pastor's kid, you know, been mm-hmm. in the church for a long time and just, you know, really wanted to serve the Lord. Of course, I haven't always crossed the T's or dot the I's. I think mm-hmm. none of us have, right? But I do feel like the Lord is ahead of my life mm-hmm. and I will give my life to him mm-hmm. And worship him in spirit and truth in the things that I do.
And I'd be remiss to not interject the beloved Charles, who, as you talked about ministry, he serves, is it a high school principal?
Yes, he's a principal. Uh-huh.
And principal. In mm-hmm. that vocation, in that work, he sheds Christ's light because he's passionate about Jesus. I know we've tried to get him into the studio before. Yeah. He's got a powerful story. He loves God's word. He loves teaching and proclaiming yes. it and dividing it. So that's a teaser. Charles, if you're tuned in, I still want to get you into the studio.
Yes.
But you've been married for how many years?
Oh, going on 22 years.
22 years mm-hmm. and have been very involved in the Chicagoland area with your arts and putting mm-hmm. on productions and certainly locally here over the years yes. with many different talented people brought together from a variety of churches with great diversity. I think that's been a hallmark of what you've been able to accomplish is unifying and bringing people together.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, I love to do that.
Okay, so talk a little about these two upcoming fundraisers
friend-raisers, too, because you want people to know these great services that are being provided and the great impact that they're having on the community.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Well, the first one is the Champaign County Christian Health Center. I don't know if you guys have heard of the Champaign County Christian Health Center, but we are a faith-based organization that provides free health care to the uninsured and the underinsured patients in our community. And so we have a lot of different providers there, Carl, Christie Clinic, OSF, McKinley, all serving to give back to the community by serving these patients who need us. And so we are putting on a fundraiser on October 28th at the I Hotel in the Chancellor Ballroom. This happens to be a free event. It's free because it's in honor of free clinics, too. And we are a free healthcare center. I mean, we provide medical, dental, and also nutritional and spiritual care, as well as mental health, all for free for our patients. But yes, we do have an upcoming fundraiser dinner. So those who are interested in participating in that or attending it, we do still have a few tables left. And again, it's October 28th, and it's going to be at 5:30 until 8:30.
So that's coming up this Saturday. Is there a phone number or website? How would they get in touch or they're interested and want to know more?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So the website is cccchc2003.org. cccchc2003.org. And then if you would like to call us, the phone number is 217-398-2914.
CCCHC2003.org. That's CCCHC2003.org. Or call 217-398-2914. That's 217-398-2914. And if you weren't able to write that down, just call the station and we'll have that information available. So what do you hope gets achieved or awareness raised on this coming Saturday, the 28th?
Yes. Well, you know what? We just purchased a new building. So we have our own space. And we used to be over at the OSF building. We've been at Salt and Light before. And now we have a place that we can call home. In fact, the theme is called Home is Where the Healing Is. And so what we're hoping to do is raise the funds to be able to help provide dental care and hire, you know, providers and nurses and other people that want to give back by using their clinical skills. And so that's the whole purpose of it, is to be able to, of course, sustain our organization as well as, you know, hire providers and nurses and social workers and mental health workers and even medical supplies and things that we need in order to run the clinic.
So I wrote down, home is where the healing is. I think this would be a great resource for churches to be aware of in case they get a call or they have a person in need or somebody is down and out or they're transferred to our area and they don't have any of these services. So they could call the 217-398-2914 and find out more?
Yes, absolutely. And actually, this is free healthcare. So people who know of individuals who do not have any healthcare, any insurance, this is free healthcare. We also are always looking for people that are maybe retired doctors who want to give back and volunteer as well. We are always looking for that. So yes, definitely an opportunity for those to be involved in our clinic.
Now, we began one of our verses with Jeremiah 30, verse 17. The portion says, "But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord." Talk about that.
Oh, and I love that.
That's close to my heart right now.
Oh, my gosh. This is so timing, right? Because that's what God is doing. He wants to restore the health to us, and he will heal your wounds. And sometimes, no, I think he uses a lot of us to be able to heal others through him, through the faith that we believe in him, through his word, through doctors, you know, through nurses, through people who really care. And we authentically care. And so I feel like this clinic, this free healthcare clinic, which happens to be a faith-based clinic, you know, to show and share the love of Jesus Christ, but providing free healthcare service to the uninsured and underinsured, we are here to be able to restore the health to our community, to fill in the gap for those who don't have Medicare, those who can't get Medicaid or whatever, those who have no insurance. We want to be able to fill in that gap to meet the needs of our sick people in our community.
And do you also, when healing the wounds, some of these wounds could be emotional, they could be obviously physical, so this could be an appeal to somebody in the healthcare field that have maybe some time or some interest, or maybe somebody retired that still wants to be engaged, you could utilize their services, right?
Absolutely. And we come with a holistic approach. And so that means that we want to be able to provide different types of services, and that is mental health. So there's like a mental health provider out there who wants to give back. This is your time to volunteer. We need you to be able to help these people who are dealing with anxiety, depression, and suicidal thoughts and things like that. We get calls all the time from patients who need to talk to somebody, who needs prayer. And so we want to be able to provide those services for them. So thank the Lord for that.
Now I'm going to transition to Psalm 119, 18. And this is something I'm a little more familiar because of our own Great News Radio theater troupe, and then your work with our theater troupe, but also the community-wide theater troupe that you've developed with the many productions you put on and the ways you've blessed so many different congregations. But Psalm 119, verse 18 says, "Open my eyes that I may see your wonderful things in your law." How does that help highlight a theater troupe, if you will?
Well, the name of the theater, of course, is CHM Bible Theater. Mm-hmm. So, of course, you hear the word Bible in there. And that's why, because people need to open up their eyes and see God's word. And yes, people go to church and they hear the preacher preach. And sometimes, you know, they get it and sometimes they don't get it. So imagine going to a production where you can actually see the Bible alive on stage, Adam and Eve or Mary and Joseph or whatever. It's opening your eyes. And of course, the Holy Spirit, being who he is, comes and enlightens us. Comes and inspire us through creativity, through music, through sound, through acting, through those God-given gifts that God has given all of us. It doesn't matter what nationality you are. It doesn't matter what age you are. I mean, it's like from ages 5 to 80 years old, all using their gifts to glorify the God that we serve, who is wonderful, who is a creative God.
And so many of the Old Testament prophets, when you really dig into the stories, they often did word pictures, or they dressed a certain way or undressed a certain way. I think there was one prophet that was pretty much naked. There were some other things that they used props and they proclaimed a message of God. And many people during those times were illiterate. So they either through the modern day, the stained glasses and some of the Catholic cathedrals and such help people see the picture, the story. But many times in the old days, it was through a drama, through a presentation, through a production.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know what? It's like telling a story. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to tell stories. I know I was at the ministry luncheon the other day, and the gentleman was talking about storytelling. Mm-hmm. And so this is the way that we tell God's story. Jesus told parables, different types of parables. And if you look at the Old and the New Testament, it's stories throughout the whole Bible to just see that these stories come to life. And that's what we do, is bring that story to stage. And so we have different actors, different actresses all involved to tell the story. And I know we have an upcoming event on December 16th called The Christmas Story, to tell the story of Jesus. So of course, Mary, Joseph, and Elizabeth, and so on. And of course, we'll always need actors. Mm-hmm. So those who never got a chance to be a part of our cast or be a part of our organization and who have heard about us, we are always looking for actors to help come to spread the word through drama.
Mm-hmm. Now, Crystal, you hadn't rehearsed for this. You don't know what I'm about to ask, but I'm going to put you a little bit on the spot, because actors are always ready to present, to perform. You don't perform because you do it to God's glory. Yeah. So it's not about you, but we're talking through and praying up not only your two upcoming fundraisers, but unique ways to get the community involved at our audience of one. You know, a time of worship, a time of prayer, a time of being one people representing the one true God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And you have a gift of singing. And I think at your upcoming banquet, you're going to sing the Lord's Prayer. And I'm passionate about the Lord's Prayer every noon on our 19. You know where I'm going to go with this. But on our 19 stations, we say and pray the Lord's Prayer. And I think it'd be a real blessing for all of us to have you sing that out. And maybe I can even record you singing and praying the Lord's Prayer at noon as one of our radio announcements. But I know it's putting you on the spot and you didn't come prepared to do this, but I knew that we've been talking about it. So could you sing as a way of just blessing us with the very words that Jesus taught his disciples to pray? Now, there's no magic in the words themselves, but it's a template. It's an example. It's a way that Jesus wanted us to connect with God. And I think the way you sang it, when I heard you recently, I want you to do that for us now.
Well, praise the Lord. I believe in unity. So the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen and amen. Thank you, Crystal. That's a blessed treat, I believe, for all of us. It's just a great reminder we serve this great God, and we can participate. We can enter into the work that he's doing. And Crystal oversees a couple different ministries. She's got her hands into a lot of different things, serving in each and every way she can. But one more time, tell us the two different dates and how people can find out more information about the different things that are going on.
Absolutely. So it's Champaign County Christian Health Center's fundraiser, Home is Where the Healing Is. It's October the 28th, and that's this coming Saturday at 5:30. So for more information, please visit our website at cccchc2003.org. Or call us at 217-398-2914. That's 217-398-2914. And then the other one is CHM Bible Theater. They have an actual fundraiser coming up on December 16th. It's actually a Christmas gala called The Christmas Story. It's going to be December 16th on a Saturday at 3 p.m. and also at 7 p.m. For more information, please visit our website at chmbibletheater.org or call us at 217-407-3022. That's 217-407-3022.
And if you weren't able to write those websites down or those phone numbers, we have them on file at the station. So just give us a call, 217-367-7777, 217-367-7777. Well, Crystal, with that coming up in December, people are thinking, oh, December, that's a long way away. But to get a production together, to bring actors together, to work out scripts and all that, you got to be busy early on. So how might somebody that says, you know, I used to act at our such and such years ago, or I was a part in our sorority or fraternity, or I'm very interested in knowing more. Do they also stop by the website, chmbibletheater.org?
Yes, and we need you all. We really do. Like I said, we're always looking for people to be a part of our organization. So yes, please visit our website. We need you. We need actors of all ages. So you want a chance to do something, now is your opportunity.
And we don't just leave it at needing actors. There might be a handyman that can help build a set. There might be somebody, now I'm getting way out of my league, but somebody that works with fabrics or colors or painting.
Oh my gosh,
so talk about some of those things.
Yes, all of that. So yeah, so it's not just acting. you know, there's stage management, there's sound, there's tech, there's creating core stage sets, people who are gifted with facilitating, managers, art, painting, just any area that you can use your God-given gift. You've been praying about it. You've been wanting an opportunity, waiting for at your church to get a chance to use it, whatever. Well, this is a community thing. So the gifts are wanting to be used. Okay. So if you're interested in using your God-given gift that God gave you, I promise you, I would give you a chance. And it doesn't matter what age you are, 5 or even 85 or even 90. I don't care. As long as you're using your God-given gifts to inspire others.
So find out more at CHM Bible Theater, theatre.org, chmbibletheater.org. And I was also thinking like script writers, somebody that loves the Bible, and you can tell a story and then maybe you'll get an idea. Let's do the story on Goliath, or let's do the story on maybe this unknown character. Or let's put together something that will help people have a greater interest in the Bible or see the Bible through new lenses because it's acted out in front of them.
Absolutely. And we're actually working on another production in 2024, the Job story. So be looking forward to seeing that, because that's going to be the large production, probably at the Virginia Theater. I'm not sure yet, but that's a large production that the Lord's given me to do, because so much suffering that's happened in the world today. So, of course, we'll need more actors, we'll need more writers, singers, dancers, whatever that gift is. Now is your opportunity. So definitely visit our website for more information. We are always looking for people to help. And even if you want to direct or help assist directing or whatever your gifting is, be able to be a part of this organization. So thank you.
If you missed a portion of today's broadcast, it is archived at greatnewsradio.org, also at WLUJ.org. Find out more at CCHC2003.org, also CHMBibleTheater.org, and we have this information. If you call the station, we'll get it to you. But these are two great upcoming fundraisers that you can be a part of or being involved. Maybe you have some gifts and specialties that Crystal can use to help people know the Lord better. Or maybe you're a healthcare worker, or you have some skills that can be used to help with the Champaign County Christian Health Center. Give her a call, and she would love to talk with you. 217-398-2914. 217-398-2914. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Crystal Hoag with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.